Hello and welcome to the Monday, September 15th, 2014 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start out with an important update for malware analysts. SSDeep came out with an important update that fixes a problem that was introduced in the prior version 2.1, which was released July 2013. This particular version did calculate bad hashes on occasion, so it can then lead to bad results. In case you're not familiar with SSDeep, it's sort of an interesting hashing function. Most of the hashing functions, like for example MD5 and various SHA functions, are built to create very different hashes for similar binaries. SSDeep tries to be different. It tries to create similar hashes for similar binaries. So this will make it easier to compare malware, as you'll be able to tell whether or not the binaries that you're looking at are similar or not. And then, of course, one big news item last week was the release of these 5 million Gmail passwords, which in the end turned out to be old enough where they no longer really mattered. However, Jim wrote up a quick diary what to do if you do get a hold of one of these password dumps. I think from my point of view, the first thing you probably should do is to check if any of your users is using this username and password combinations. Just because users keep reusing passwords, it's probably then appropriate to lock those accounts and also to review past logins to see if there was anything suspicious here that may indicate that an attacker who got hold of these passwords was able to use them against your system. And still running WordPress like so many websites, yet another plugin that turned out to be a problem. The plugin in question is Slider Revolution. The problem here is, however, that you may have it installed without necessarily being aware that you installed it. Slider Revolution comes with a number of different themes. So if you then downloaded one of those themes that included Slider Revolution, you may have it installed and you're not necessarily aware that you need to update it, and also the authors of Slider Revolution probably didn't notify you of the problem. The vulnerability in this plugin allows an attacker to download arbitrary files, which of course also then includes the WordPress configuration file that could be used for further exploits, because it will include, for example, passwords and usernames to connect to the database. And Sucuri is reporting that they are seeing a number of attacks against this plugins already out there in the wild. So take a quick look if you're running WordPress. Make sure you are or are not running Slider Revolution. And if you're running it, then make sure to update it. And Mac users have a neat little new tool to analyze Mac systems for compromise or for general quick forensics. The tool is OS X Auditor, and it's a Python script that essentially collects some important data from a running system. For example, for the big three browsers, Safari, Firefox, and Chrome, it will get things like browser histories, cookies, and data stored by the browser. This way, for example, you can figure out if a user has been to a malicious website in the past. It also analyzes things like kernel extensions, for example, and agents being run on the system in order to figure out if they're legitimate. And then you can compare the reputation of these files to, for example, VirusTotal and other databases. It will also collect the log files and create some simple output files that are either HTML or text, or it can even be logged to a syslog server. So you could have a remote user run the script in order to, for example, get a quick look at a system to figure out if it's compromised or not. It is pretty comprehensive and takes a while to run. You'll find the URL for the download in the show notes. And then finally, we got a paper from Stanford that does compare different password managers. Password managers, of course, are an important tool these days in order to actually have different passwords for different systems. This paper does compare them based on some of the security precautions they take. For example, under what conditions they will autofill a password. One common mistake here, for example, that a couple of these password managers make is that if you originally saved the password on an HTTPS site, they may actually pre-fill a form even if it's now delivered over HTTP. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.